Good morning. This is your daily Berlin briefing for June 22nd, 2017. Under the theme, More From Us, Every Voice Against the Right, the participants of Berlin's 39th annual Christopher Street Day celebrations want to demonstrate for more equality on July 22nd. It commemorates June 27, 1969, when sexual minorities stood up against police capriciousness on New York's Christopher Street for the first time. The CSD organization is expecting up to 750,000 visitors. The march campaigns for the rights of homosexuals and people of other sexual minorities. The organizers are planning to announce next week what other political demands will be voiced at the demonstration. The CSD spokesperson, Tatiana Meyer, said yesterday that the organization is aware of the high responsibility of the election year, but have also stated that the event should not become an election campaign platform. The demonstration on July 22nd starts at noon at Kurfürstendamm and will end at the Brandenburg Gate. Turkish-born lawyer, women's rights activist, and founder of Berlin's liberal Ibn Rushd Goethe Mosque, Seyran Ateş, has responded with harsh criticism to accusations from Turkish authorities and media who have connected her institution to the Gülen movement. President Erdogan remarked that the Gülen movement was responsible for the attempted coup in 2016, though no evidence was provided. The Turkish Religion Administration, Diyanet, stated that the new founded mosque, quote, disobeys the foundations of our sublime religion, and that it undermines and destroys Islam. Further reproach came from the Egyptian Fatwa Administration, Dar al-Ifta, that the new mosque violates Islamic faith duties such as wearing a headscarf, that headscarves do not discriminate against women, but are a God-made rule. Dar al-Ifta is also condemning men and women praying in the same room, as Islam forbids body contact between men and women during prayer. The administration even said that the new mosque is a, quote, attack against Islam. Mrs. Ateş rejected any connection to the Gülen movement. In an interview with the German press agency DPA, she stated that her community is too progressive and liberal for the Turkish authorities and that the news reports are aimed at falsely labeling her as a terrorist. Ateş was motivated to establish a new mosque because she felt discriminated in other mosque communities in Germany. She strives to actively represent the peaceful face of Islam because she believes the field should not be left to the conservative, orthodox, and radical branches. Mrs. Ateş is currently under police protection, as was the case even before the mosque opening on Friday, due to her activity as a lawyer. The Berlin Finance Control Office is appealing for better and more systematic management of the city. In the annual report for 2017, the office, which is independent from the government, lists several points of mismanagement by the local government that are wasting tax money. The main points of criticism are in HR, investment policy, and city-wide project control. For example, according to the report, Berlin has the highest number of state secretaries in Germany. The new red-red-green government has raised the number from 22 to 25. Another point is the lack of management for the transition to e-government. 25% of the IT projects have no responsible person assigned. In investment policy, city improvements are made on a local level and are not taking into account the growth of Berlin and the city's overall infrastructure needs. The 20-year-old goalkeeper Jonathan Klinsmann will be auditioning at Hertha BSC Berlin. He will be part of Hertha's training camp starting July 3rd, and will have 10 days to convince the scouts and coaches of his capabilities. Klinsmann is the keeper for the United States U-20 national team and currently playing for the University of Berkeley. He also is the son of World Cup winner, European champion, and former German national player and coach, Jürgen Klinsmann. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. And if you like what we are doing, tell your friends and rate us on iTunes. Thanks for listening.